stuff put away for about 2 pies a week for a year. That's more. And it's the truth. Everybody's expecting me to show up at their house with pies, and so I needed to get serious about pie crusts, which I have not done, but Sarah did. She made a really nice pie crust, but I researched it.
Yeah. And,
well, here's my goal. Here's my goal for the ultimate pie crust. So, you know how you got to sort of fork in the little globules of usually butter? Some people could use lard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, supposedly, the very, very supreme pie crust of all pie crusts uses goose fat.
Oh, my.
So...
Oh. That's in a little short supply in my pantry.
It's in a short supply for my... But here's the other thing about goose fat. It doesn't harden up. It remains liquid. So you have to freeze it. And basically, to do it right, you would have to go into the a walk-in freezer and do the whole process inside of a sub-zero freezer to keep the goose grease in globs so that you can... cut it and mix it in. So probably
when the pioneers were out here making these perfect pies, they just went outside and harvested the goose off the pond and made the pie there.
Well, clearly, I'm reading.